say you used a knife on her.
Yes.
What did you do with the knife?
I stabbed her. She said either stabbed two or three times, either here or here.
This is the Daily Crime Cast, episode number 55.
It hadn't been that long since my retirement in the fall. What an exciting day that was for me. After many years as a corporate secretary, I was so looking forward to the relaxing days awaiting me. I was ready for travel, spending time with my family, and was anticipating the birth of my third grandchild. My son, daughter-in-law, and kids from Florida were here at Christmas of 1990, as well as my daughter and her husband. It was wonderful having them visit. We had snow, and the children loved playing in it with their dog, which also made the trip. What fun for each of us. Times we spent together were always short. Of course, when families get together, there is lots of food, laughter, and unfortunately even disagreements. But that is just life. I love to cook and wanted to be sure everything was just right for them. I know my daughters treasured my passing along recipes and tips to them, and so did I. We truly had a great visit. I was sad to see them leave, but knew that I would be able to see them soon, especially to help my daughter with her first baby, due to be born in just 3 months. Then life changed for all of us. Mine was ended in a way that no one should ever have to endure, but my heart broke knowing and seeing that would lie ahead for those left behind. It is always those left behind who suffer the most, but as I always taught my children, it is important to look for the positive and the best that you possibly can in any situation. Trials produce endurance and patience, and Lord knows we all need more of those attributes. Evil exists in the world in all forms, even in human form. To rise above the carnage and hell produced by one individual is what I wished for my family. No longer would I hurt or cry, and I really was a part of all the events that happened in the last 14 years and will continue to be. Physically, I was not present for new births, birthdays, graduations, family events, celebrations, and even disappointments, but there because my family carries me in their hearts, and their love and faith have sustained each other. I hope my legacy and love will live on in my dear ones, and I know that they have risen above the pain and suffering that could have so easily brought much despair and destruction to their lives. I am very proud of them and for their tenacity in seeking to have this horrible matter come to some closure. It is also good that the question will finally be answered for the other families as well. Remember that no one so evil should ever be allowed to hold control over others, and that is a choice each person must make as to how they will live their life. It is good that the terror has been revealed for what it is, and for all to begin their lives anew without the ever-present shadow over them. My family has chosen well, and I do love them as I know they love me.
I hope you're still with us. What you just heard was the Daily Crime Cast, housed at crimeandcookies.com. Click on the Crime Cast button for the exciting back issues.